Do you feel now more than ever that you need to make a shift in your wellness? Listen to this podcast, Inner Wellness, with Dr. Naz Parsian. Let's make the shift happen. Hello everyone, episode 16. And today is Christmas Eve. Oh my God, it's unbelievable because you could never imagine last year this time in Christmas Eve 2019 how it's gonna be the year of 2020. So that's about life, and yeah, so just very unexpected changes can happen in one moment. But believe me or not, there is a lesson in everything. So a lot of people just experience so much loss in all aspects. A lot of people perhaps experience bigger achievements in, you know, different ways. A lot of people experience massive changes in their lives and still continuing. That's a very transformational stage of world. And from my own personal and professional perspectives and experiences, I learned to learn continuously in every given situation. I know that is not easy, but this is just my usual practice. And yes, I'm human like everyone else, just having so much ups and downs, and I'm very free with my emotions. But at the end of the day, I learn something, you know, about the new situation, the unknown experiences, unknown fears, unknown any unexpected situation. And yeah, eventually I find something new to grow and connect with myself, my inner self, and at the same time with the world, because it's all about oneness. We all are one. Okay, so today actually I'm going happy Christmas, you know, to everyone. I'm going to share with you three things that could be possibly on the top of your list for this year, or just to begin this new year. Next week. I think next week this time we're going to be in New Year Eve. So yes, let's just start with three first prioritized things that I could suggest. So number one is about make sure that you connect to your body. Your body is always talking to you. And this is about us, that we ignore it. Because a lot of time we are very much distracted by so many other things that society imposed or, you know, built up for our lives. And sometimes we are just distracted by the things that we are not really 100% aligned with, and we ignore our body's messages. How can you connect to your body? Perhaps you can allocate some specific time in the morning and at night before going to bed, just to have a little bit of breath work. And with each breath in, just observe and visualize the oxygen, you know, you enter to your body, and at the same time visualize the energy through your chakras. I'm going actually just to go through chakras, cleaning, 5 minutes, 10 minutes meditation at the end of this episode. So yes, you can do 10 minutes breath work in the morning and 10 minutes breath work at night, and you can follow my chakra or the meditation that I'm going to do very briefly at the end of this episode. So that is very important to have it as your regular practice, because everything is just, it's just happening by repetition. You don't get results, you know, if, for example, if you are going to be a good driver, you cannot just be the best, you know, skilled driver in one or two driving practice. No, that is not possible. So learning is always an ongoing and constant process. So usually at first, at the beginning, you need to focus more consciously because it's something new, that's a new learning for you. So that's why, you know, some of my clients just talking to me about some possibly challenges they have when they want to focus on their body, or they want to connect to their body, and they say, oh, it's not that easy because, you know, I just need to constantly remind myself that I need to focus, I need to focus, I need to focus. Yes, that's true. That's right. When you are beginning to focus on something new, it does take more energy at the beginning because it's something new for you and you need to learn consciously. Exactly like, you know, a driving lesson. So at the very beginning, you definitely need to be very conscious. You just need to have your whole, you know, 100% attention to the road here, to your body, to your, you know, role, to everything. But the more you practice, the more it's getting to be installed in your unconscious mind. So when you are a driver for 20 years, for 10 years, you're actually doing, you know, that skill absolutely unconsciously. And you are not taking, you know, much energy to focus on your driving skills. You are just focusing on, you know, having a safe driving, you know, on the road. So yeah, this is a process for every single new learning. It needs to be at the beginning conscious and conscious focus, which is taking more energy. But when you are going through it again and again and again and again and again, it's going to be softer and smoother, and be, you know, going to be installed in your subconscious or unconscious mind. And that's a point that you don't need to take a lot of energy to go back to that focus, because you are already aligned with that energy. Okay, so take some moments in the morning and at night. Start with breath work and connect to your body. As I always mention, heart is the very powerful organ in your body that can guide you to connect more, you know, faster and deeper to your body. So you can put your hand on your chest and feel your heart whenever you feel that your mind is getting distracted, because you cannot work out the overthinking with thinking. You cannot work out your distraction with your conscious, logical brain thinking. No, that is not possible, because what you have in your thinking, what you have in your logical mind, is very much connected with your subconscious levels. the things that are already experienced and the things that are already known to you. You cannot access to the unknown area, or you cannot access to a very new, brand new learning through your thinking. So that's why here is about your heart. So here is about the responsibility. You need to take the responsibility to your, give the responsibility to your heart to take that role. So whenever you just feel you are distracted, you are just, you know, getting trapped to overthinking, and just let those thoughts be, let them be, and shift your focus on your heart and touch your heart, feel your heartbeat, and make sure that your heartbeat is synchronized, is aligned with your breath. Again, the more you practice, the easier you find this, you know, sync and this alignment. Okay, number two is about your eating. Your eating is very important, and it's certainly part of your body alignment, because it's very important what you put into your body. It's important both, you know, scientifically and spiritually, energetically. Scientifically, yes, definitely, if you put more sugar in your body, if you put more carbs in your body, you straight away see the results, see the outcomes, and you know that, you know, those stuff takes a lot of energy of your body to get digested and metabolized. So healthy eating, that's a very important thing. Just eat natural as possible food, as natural as possible, less sugar as possible, and eat proteins, and make sure that your food, you connect, make sure that you connect to what you eat. It's about mindful eating. Feel it, see it, observe it, and follow the pathway of, you know, when you eat, follow the pathway in your body. It's just going through your mouth and then throat, and then esophagus, and then, you know, stomach, and then, yeah. So you can just visualize it, you can feel it, and you can see, you know, you can touch. Take time, enjoy your eating, give yourself joy when you eat, and choose absolutely the right one. The more natural ingredients, the more natural foods, the better. I'm sure that, you know, so many of you just do cooking these days, and perhaps, you know, you're just making cookies, you know, beautiful sweets, and yeah, I love them too. Just make sure that you enjoy it, because when we are stressed and we overeat without, you know, acknowledging, without appreciating what we are eating. But if we acknowledge, if we appreciate, if we just, you know, add, you know, joy, if we charge our food with energy, we eat less. Believe me, this is something that I experience. Whenever I'm just, you know, really overstressed, I eat without, you know, without awareness, without, yeah, we call it usually emotional eating, yeah. Without awareness, I don't know what's happening in my eating. And certainly I don't feel the joy. But when I start just to observe, touch, and see what I'm going to eat and charge it with aligned energy, with something that, you know, I actually want to eat this piece of cookie or whatever it is with love. I charge it with the energy of love. I want to charge it with the energy of gratitude. I want to charge it with the energy of whatever, you know, that is resonating with you in that moment. Charge it before, you know, you enter it to your body. So, yes, so eating is very important. And yeah, I'm not going actually to talk about the stress because that's another big topic, but I can assume that if you follow these three steps, you are able actually to reduce your stress level in these days, hopefully. So number three is nurture your body and your soul with nature. I know that, you know, we are, I'm not sure, some of you might be still in lockdown, and some of you might be, you know, free of lockdown. I'm in Melbourne, and at the moment, you know, okay, luckily we are free. But whatever is the situation, I think we are still able in any situation to make some connections with nature. Because our body is very much similar and resonating with nature. Every single thing that you can see in nature, it's kind of, you know, aligned with one part of your body. So that's about, you know, the connection with nature. And yeah, I would suggest you, you know, I don't know, even talk to the birds, to, you know, look at the sky. If you are close to bush area or beach area, or just connect to the flow of water and waves, and connect to the, you know, trees, nature, bushes, and all of those sorts of stuff. And if I get any time, do 10 minutes, you know, meditation on breath work. It doesn't have to be actually just, you know, like a very deep meditation. It can be simply walking meditation. As soon as you start to focus on your breath and connect to your body and connect to your heart, you start to meditate. It's that simple. It's not something really complicated. So you can just listen to a song. You can just listen to the bird song, and at the same time meditate and focus on your breath, connect to your body, focus on your heart and feel your heartbeat, feel your own body sensations, and meditate. So yes, connecting with nature in any way that is possible for you, because I don't know where you are at this moment. And yeah, even if you live in an apartment, you can just go simply to your balcony, or just open the window, or just go down and just have a bit of walk, and or just a park nearby. Yeah, whatever is available for you, but just make some connections with nature. If you're not able to do it every day, do it at least, you know, 2-3 times a week. And you will be surprised about how your body will be nurtured. You will be surprised. It's a source of healing, believe me. That's my usual source of healing. Okay, so I'm just going to do that 10 minutes. If we have time, I'm going to do a very short 10 minutes chakra cleansing meditation. Okay, before you start, I'm going actually to I'm going to ask you to have a little bit of, you know, stretching. Just move your body because, you know, you just need to make the energy move in your body first before. So just move your body, your arms, your legs, or just have a little bit of, you know, movement and a stretching. And then grab a spot to sit down and feel the ground rise up to catch and support you. Just feel the ground is supporting you. Feel yourself grounded and connected to the earth. And watch all your worries just washing away. You're free. You are here right now. You are breathing. You are alive. You are cared for. You are protected. A couple of nice and smooth breaths. Breathe in 3 seconds through your nose. And breathe out in 3 seconds through your mouth. Allow your eyes to close gently as the waves of your worries just going away. So your eyes are closed, you are safe. You're protected, you're free. Now take a deep, long breath. So breathe in 1 to 4 from your nose. And I'm going to ask you to hold your breath for 5 seconds. And then breathe out for 5 to 6 seconds. I'm going to ask you to feel and sense every single part of your body. Maybe every single cell in your body. Just sense it, feel it. Visualize your breath as it's moving and passing through your nose, down your throat, into your lungs, and then the oxygen circulating throughout your whole body from your lungs and your heart. If you can, just do your breath, you know, using abdominal muscles. Feel your chest and your abdomen moving with each breath. Now I want you just to feel the air go down into your belly and then your pelvic and thighs. This is root chakra here. Continue to breathe. Let the breath pass down, down, down. Visualize it. It's going through your throat, lungs, belly, and lower back, and into the spine, into your root chakra. Focus on the end of your tailbone and see your root chakra, the bright red color. Watch at the red light grows larger, expands across your lower back. The red light is warm and soothing. Watch the red light and feel it. Sense it like a supportive hand on your lower back. Let the red light spread across your whole lower back area. Ground down into your root chakra. The next one, just going a little bit up, is your sacral chakra, which is also your sexuality. Begin to visualize a large orange right below your navel. The color is orange here. Watch the bright orange color slowly dissipate into an ocean and just moving with the waves. Watch at this ocean gently spread out through your whole body. Feel the waves run down your thigh and then way down to your toes. Feel it. You are free. You are free like the ocean. You are free like the waves. The next chakra is a little bit up there, which is called solar plexus chakra. The color here is yellow, bright yellow. It's right beneath your rib cage. Visualize your inner sun and see it burst into flames. What you see here is your passion, your inner fire, your power, like a lion, like an eagle. You begin to fly in the sky, high above this earth that only a moment ago grounded you and held you captive. Visualize yourself breaking free. Feel the power through the sky when you're flying. You're an eagle. You are a lion, all wrapped up in one. Feel the mighty rise up within you. You are powerful. On the count of three, you will let out this roar. One, two, three. Power. Just yell it. Feel your body relax now. And then feel you are grounded as you breathe. Visualize the ground and notice a bright ball of green energy at the very base of your spine. This is your heart. This is your heart. Gently wrap your fingers around the green ball. As slowly as you possibly can, begin dragging the ball up along your spine and towards your heart. Repeat to yourself this affirmation. I'm love. I'm compassionate. I'm grateful. I'm generous. I'm connected. I am loved, and I am love. Repeat these to yourself, and each time go a little bit higher along your body, and make sure that you touch and you enter to the space of your heart. Bring your focus back to your breath. With each breath, see the green ball is expanding in your heart, bigger and bigger. With each exhale, watch it become a little bit brighter. You're expanding. You are just growing the brightness, the love, the compassion. You can imagine here your loved ones, people around you, your friends, your family, everyone who is important in your life, everyone who loves you, and everyone you love. Okay, so the next chakra is your throat chakra. To open your throat chakra, you'll need a lot of air. Opening up your throat chakra is easy. You simply need to breathe in and out, breathe in and out. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. In and out. Take 10 deeper long breaths. Count them in your mind. In. When your lungs have become filled with air, begin slowly going down through your body, starting from the top of your head. Imagine each muscle relax and let go. So let's go with each exhale from your mouth. Let go in your throat. Let go in your chest. Let go in your belly. Let go in your hips. Let go in your thighs. Let go. Once your entire body has relaxed, slowly travel back up to your throat and visualize your throat chakra. The color here is blue. Blue spinning ball. As the ball spins, you see it is expanding. It's growing and expanding and spinning faster because it draws energy. All the energy that you were holding in your muscles has gone into the blue ball. You grow. And you feel you're expanding. You're flowing your energy through your whole body. The next one is the third eye chakra. Bring your attention to the top of your head. And as you sit, feel your forehead grow light. And your thinking mind is absolutely silent. Let any worries and thoughts fall silent as you slowly breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just make it more and more silent. Fill your lungs with the air. Your body slowly begins to relax, and starting from your head all the way to your toes, feel your lower body grow heavy and your upper body grow light. Here, you can feel the freedom. You can feel the air flowing through your whole body. The whole way up to your forehead. feel your forehead. It's going to be cool and weightless. And slowly you get rid yourself of all unnecessary thoughts and worries and begin to visualize a small purple ball at the center of your forehead. This is your third eye, your pineal. See the purple ball going to be larger and larger, but not heavier. It's quite light. It's like a feather. As the purple ball begins to push against the edges of your forehead, feel it push against them and then burst open. Imagine the purple energy of your third eye flowing freely through your body, head, throat, chest, belly, legs. Feel them. That is the wonderful purple energy. The next one, and the highest one, is the crown chakra. As you feel your body relax, you begin to picture a beautiful flower on the top of your head. Breathe slowly, and with each breath, begin to see this flower a little shinier. It's a baby flower. Breathe. Continue breathing. Breathe from your nose, out from your mouth. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. The color here is violet. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Now let go. See the bright violet light. It's just flowing through your whole body. And the flower is beginning to open. It's flourishing. You are healed. Open your eyes and see the world through this beautiful, shiny, warm, violet light. Okay, I hope you enjoyed, and you can do this chakra cleaning meditation every day or whenever you have time. And I suggest you can, at the end, you can just be connected more with your heart and ask your heart, just touch your heart and ask your heart, what does it really want you, what does she or he really want you to do right now, to do today, and what is the highest desire that your heart wants you to be and to do. It's good just to check on every day with your heart about your or your heart's desire. Alrighty, thank you so much for being with me in this episode, and happy Christmas again, and I will catch up with you next week before the actual new year. Take care and be happy, be well, and keep shining. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your time, your input, your feedback, and your subscription. And please just be in touch with me, and also feel free to join my private Facebook group for empowered women, which is called Women's Inner Wellness Circle. I would love to see you in 2021. Women's Inner Wellness Circle. Let's just begin the magic.